called Tamuya Matin, where it used to be Matanim first, and so it says clearly here that they made the Kiddush. That's his wife, so poor Reb Chiya Mekadesh, Beklisharis, Akash is according to Reb Chiya Reb Yasi, that he says they wore Mekadesh first in the Klisharis, and then they went out for Yotza. So that's Akash, Lechura, if you hold you need a Klisharis, if you hold you need a Kiddush, so then the Chura says the poor there were three Matin lay, that he became Tomei and filled the Kiddush helps. So there will be a proof that even though he became Tomei, still the Kiddush is still good. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Aleph. This is Vochim Daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph on the top. And again, the last shayla we're holding was if a kohen makes a kiddush adayim v'rag layim and then he becomes tamei, does that he becomes tamei? Does that make a psul? Does he have to make another kiddush adayim v'rag layim or not? That's the shayla on the Gemara. So this the Gemara says we just had list on the was Tashma that paro. That Reb Chiya Reb Yosef Oma Mekadesh B'Klisharos B'Fnim, according to Reb Chiya Reb Yosef, even by the Paraduma, the Kohen before he does the Avoid, he has to first make a Kiddush Adayim V'Glayim B'Fnim, and then he goes out first. Or else the other man says he could even do B'Choyl, or else he could even be Mekiddush Acheres, could even be Mekadesh B'Mekiddush Acheres. Yes, the Mara says, Ivo Poro, the Poraduma, did Tamuya Metamninilo, the Kohen that worked with the Poraduma, they first used to be Metamnihim, and they made him go to the Mikvah, and before Harash Shemesh, he would do the Avoida of the Poraduma. We'll soon see why. The Snan went like this, Metamnim Hoyu HaKohen HaSarif Esaporo. The Kohen that used to go and burn the Poraduma, they first used to be Metamnim. They used to make him touch the Sheretz in the morning. And then they would make him go to the mikvah. Why did they do this? To take away from the lave of the tzedukim. Sho'imim, the tzedukim used to say they don't dash in Torah Shabbateh on a Torah Shabbateh. But they used to say, Sho'imim, the ma'urve shemesh hoysanafis. They used to say, even the poraduma, or kohen that was tummy that day, even though he went to the mikvah, cannot do the avoid, he cannot burn the poro. We have to wait until Harash Shemesh. That's what the Tzedukim used to say. And they're wrong with Hashem Sukkim to say that the Paradum, even its full yoin, is kosher to do the Avodah. So to show everybody that they're wrong, the Bedaf used to take the Kohen that was going to burn it today and make him Tameh. And then he went to the Mikvah and he did the Avodah. And it doesn't say he had to make a new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So here you see, even though the Kohen was Tameh, still he does not need a second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So Chorosh Ramin, here it should be a proof. Loi posla bo tumah, that even though the Kohen becomes Tomei, if he goes to the mikveh right away, there's no, he's not Toin, another time Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. There's no psul on the Kiddush. We do not say he was in Seir Das. Like he's becoming Tor right away, and he knows now he's fit to do the Avodah, so he was not in Seir Das. The Mura says, no, there's no proof here. So Chorosh Ramin, loi posla bo tumah. The Mura says, no, maybe I'll answer you, Shani Pora, the Poradum is different. Hail the Tful Yoim, Loi Posobo, since that's the Locha Midi Raisa. That even though Kohen was Tommy that day, as long as he goes to the Mikvah even before Harash Shemesh, he's kosher to the Avodah. So therefore, for Kiddush also, you see, Tum is not the biggest Psul by Poraduma. So therefore, even though he was Mekadosh's hands before he became Tommy, here Tum does not stare, does not stop it. But by regular Korban, that even if Tful Yoim is possible, maybe you didn't Kiddush Tumah would be a Hesach Adas for the Kiddush. So Moshe Yehochi, if so, this is the Svaro, Lomali the Mekadosh, what do you have to have a Kiddush altogether for? Like you tell him here you need less Kedusha. Even a Kohen that's a Tful Yoim could do the Paraduma. So why do they have to be Mekadosh's hands altogether for? So Moshe says, that's not a Kasha. Kein Avoy the Binin. We try and make it as much as possible like the Avoy of other Karbonis. It is like by another Korban. The Kohen first has to have a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, who was in here also, by a Paraduma, first make a Kiddush. Just if you become Tomei later, here there's no Hesach Adas, because all you have to do is just go to the Mikveh, and right away you can do the Avodah. You do not have to wait for Harash Shemesh. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Ma'al l'kaddish yodav raglov b'kiyur. What's going to be if the Kohen wants to, like, put his hands and feet into the Kiyur itself? Like this, the locher is, there are sprouts standing, let the water come out, and you let the water come onto your hands. What about if you put your hands and feet inside the key or inside of the big bowl? So, mimenu amrachmano puloi b'toichoi. Does the Torah say you have to wash from it, mimenu, and not inside it? Or do we maybe know, afilu b'toichoi, that if you want to, you could forego inside it? Mimenu just means you have a right to pour the water out. But if you want to put your hands and feet inside, maybe that's also okay. That's the shayla. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Toshma, come in here. We had before, by the Paraduma, Oishetova b'mei moro, the Yovet Av, not by the Paraduma, some had a price before, any Kayim, Oishetova b'mei moro, when the Kayim comes in the morning, and he does not make a Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, he just goes to the mikvah, a kosher mikvah, Oishetova b'mei moro, the Yovet Avadosa psula, that's exeris akosef, that even though he went to the mikvah, it's no good. The Kiddush, you need Yodayim Raglayim, you need a special Kiddush from the Mekiyah. So, Tukur Tadiyik, if the only psul is because it's not a kiyur at all. Mashmal, if you're holding by the water in the kiyur, even though you make a tefillah there, it would also be kosher. Because it only says that tefillah in the mikvah is no good. Mashmal, though a tefillah in the kiyur itself would be good. Maybe that's not the diyuk. I'll tell you, that it could be a tefillah inside the kiyur for sure is no good. If that's a kiddush, you have to pour the water on your hands and not put your hands inside the kiyur. So what's the chiddush of a regular mikvah? May more, that's the chiddush. Because shalei time, like don't say, I would have thought to say, kol gufay toivul behem, yod of raglu lekol shchein, that this is a kosher mikvah. This is a place that you put your whole body inside there. So I would have thought to say it's a kal b'chaimah. Like madach, your whole body could go in here and you become tor, so pshit, you could only just put your hands and feet in there. That's the chiddush, no. So that's the chiddush even by mikvah, no. Kol shchein by the mekiyur, the kiyur itself is not meant for a mikvah. It's not meant to put your body inside it. It's only meant for kiddush of your dying raglayim. You know, it doesn't even have nemsor there. So pshita does not help the tefillah. Omer Rabbi Chiya by Yosef. Mekiyur nisolim lematirin kematirin. A kiddush. Rabbi Chiya, but this is Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, you have to hold cup here. He holds mekiyur, the water inside the kiyur. We're going now according to Rebbe Shita that there's a psulina. If you leave the water inside the kiyur overnight, or the question before we have is totally Eilus HaShachar. When the morning star comes up, Eilus HaShachar, if the water in the kiyur is not down in the mikvah, it's up in the kiyur, is up, so it's a psulina. So B'chiyah says a Kiddush, that may kiyur, the water in the kiyur, nisolun lamatirin kematirin. It depends for what purpose you want to use this water for. If you want to use the water for the purpose of the kohen, that's going to do the avodas hadam, is going to do the matirim, which is either the avodas hadam or by a minchit, the kemitza, he's going to do an avoda of matir. Now the loch of matirim, they're only kosher b'yoyim and not b'layla. With ashen b'yoyim savosai, you only bring the karbonis by day and not by night. So you can't make as weak as hadam b'layla. Mashen came v'yevorim, the burning of the fats and the meat, that's kosher kolalayla. So he says, just like for the Avodah Saddam, you can't do it at the beginning of Shkia ready by Laila, so at the end the May Kiyah becomes Posel by Shkia. Not the next morning does the first become Posel, but even Shkia Sacham at night. Because if they forgot to lower the Kiyah down inside the mikveh, even by Shkia Sacham, so the water ready becomes Posel. That this water cannot be used tomorrow for the Kahanim to wash their hands for the new Avodah of Dam. Because right now it's possible to do the Avodah Saddam, yeah. So the water right now becomes leaner.
Is there any time he'd have to mekadesh his hands and feet at night?
Not for the Avodah Saddam, only for the Avodah of burning the Emurim, that yes. So for that the water is the kosher. He says, Le'evorim kevorim. But if you want to use the water just for burning the Evorim, which that you're allowed to burn the fats and the meat at night time, so then the water is still kosher at night time. It only becomes possible then by Lusa Shachar in the morning. So this may kiyur, it depends for what purpose you want to use this water. If you want to use the water for tomorrow morning for the Kahanim to wash the hands for the new Avodah of Dam, you'll have to make sure the kiyur overnight, like by Shkia time, was already put down inside the bowl. But if you want to use it to wash your hands for a night time, that you can still use it, it's still kosher. We'll see. Rav Chizda Omar, Afla Matirin Ein Nisom Elo B'Omen HaShachar. That's good, no. Even though the Kanim, they want to use this water to wash their hands, to do the Avodah Saddam, and they want to use it tomorrow morning, the water does not become possible overnight. even though it was up overnight, as long as before Omer HaShachar, it was put down into a mikvah, and the time when it comes Elul HaShachar, Omer HaShachar, it's not up, it's in, there's no psulina. No matter what purpose you want to use this water, that's the truth, that's glad. For Rabbi Yechon says like this, Kiyor, Kivon Sheshoka, once they immersed it into the mikvah, the time even before Shkia, before nighttime, Shuvain Malayu, you do not bring it up anymore that nighttime. So the Chura Pashtas, Rabbi Yechon is saying, Elochumra, that you cannot use the Kiyor at all. If you want to make this water kosher, and Rashi explains, like the water inside the Kiyor has the Kedusha. Because the Kiyor is a Kli Sharos, so anything inside a Kli Sharos has Kedusha. So there's a mitzvah really to watch it should not be ruined. So if you leave it, it's going to become lina. The having of the Yechon is a big machmer. So we do not want the water to have a psul lina. Therefore, put the kiyur, lower it down into the mikvah before shkia, and leave it there the whole night. That's just saying, once you put it down, do not bring it up at all. So the main...
How
to kind of wash hands at night, you mean? Right, so Chura, they'll have to be makbet to wash the hands before, and all the kind of are going to work at night time will come before Shkia to wash the hands. Or else, we have before, you could put water into any Kli Sharos, really. So they'll pull a small amount of water, just as much as they need, into any Kli Sharos, and they use that water. But here, the leftover water they make here, they want to save it. This is the Havimina. The Gemara says, Lameima, you want to tell me, according to Rabbi Yechon, you can't even use the kiyor for the kahanim that want to wash the hands for the nighttime for burning the Amurim. Rabbi Yechon himself said over the name of Ilfa. Kiyor shaloi shok mederiv mekadesh shemenu avodas laila. Like if for some purpose they did not put the kiyor down yet, it's still up, so you're allowed to use the water in it for the avodas laila. Olamacharena mekadesh. But for tomorrow, you do not have to make Kiddush. So the Havmina is so far, this is like Reb Chiya Shita now. But if you want to use the water for nighttime purpose, for the Kanim to burn the Amurim, it's kosher, it's okay. So this water is possible for tomorrow's Avodah. For the Avodah Saddam, since now at nighttime you cannot bring the Dam anymore, so it's a psulina for the Avodah Saddam. The Gemara says the soul, my Eina Maleyu, what did the Birchim Boss mean to say you cannot bring it up? Nine Midikama, La Avodah Yain. Maybe you only meant to say you cannot bring up the kiyor to use it for tomorrow's purposes. If you want to bring it up now for the kahanim, like you're saying, either for Truma Hadeshin, or you want to use the kahanim to wash the hands for the burning the Amurim and the Pedorim, that's okay. For the Gemara Yehoki, you so high the Rabbi Chiya by Yosef. And so you're telling me now Rabbi Yechon and Chiya saying the same shita, that the water only becomes kosher for the Matirim, but not for the Avorim. For the Avorim, since it's kosher the whole night time to burn the Avorim, the water doesn't become kosher. That's not much of Chiyah's halacha. Chorot mashmet machlekes. Samar says, no, it's not the exact same shita. There's a little difference. Gzeira shikua. According to